Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Black with Trendy Trev.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Welcome to the program, 1 hour program. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across the deadly country of our Daily Black Network. Thank you for being you and the work that you do. And also want to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. I'm going to jump straight into it and have a yarn with brother man here, Anthony Dewis, and also got on the line Alka Chamley, Senior Project Officer and Project Assistant. We're talking WECT Canberra 2025. Applications now officially open. Don't miss out on the opportunity. And to talk about the opportunity, we're going to talk to Alka and Anthony about this space. So with that, we'll bring Sister on the line here, Alka. Alka, good morning. You there?
Oh, hello. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Welcome to the program. Anthony Dewis in the studio with me. Anthony, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll start with Deadly Sister. Alka, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please, sis?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Everyone, my name's Alka Chamley. I'm a Wiradjuri woman from New South Wales. I was born and raised in Palawa country in Tasmania. But yeah, the mob is Wiradjuri.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to mob and also the mob down there at Tassie. Would be cold down there, but my sister, thank you. And how's you, brother? Anthony Juice, who your mob were you from, brother?
Yeah, brother. So on my mother's side, I'm a proud descendant of the Debal clan of the Khoiburra tribe up in Boigu Island. Also connections to the Wagadagam tribe through the Motlop family, and there we're Mobiag, and then on my Aka's maiden name is Motlop, so the island of Motolava in Vanuatu, the North Banks Island.
Okay.
And then on my dad's side, proud of the southern clan of the Yidinji Nation, Bala, down in Babinda there, Wanyamaje, Awandara, Bunabindara. So that's our home country there, born and raised in Babinda, and got connections to Darumbal country and Central Coast Queensland there, where Shellwater Bay, Rocky, and then the Kalalea people in Southwest Queensland.
Fruit salad. Brother, all the connections, my brother.
Everything.
Too deadly,
very
my brother.
Very proud, though, brother.
Look, thank you very much. Brother, while I got you, let's talk about WECT Canberra. What is WECT? Applications now open. Paint the picture first. What is WECT and who's it for?
Yeah, Bala. So it's an opportunity for a young next generation, the year 10s, 11s and 12s across the country. The WECT's opportunities for them. It provides hands-on experience and information about job opportunities with the federal government. It's funded by the National Indigenous Australians Agency, NIAA, under its children's schooling program. The WECT's program is also delivered by the Australian government in partnerships with ETM Perspectives, which the managing director and owner is Dwayne Vickery.
Okay. Now, you did say schools, grades, what, 11 and 12? What did you say,
10, 11 and 12.
10, 11 and 12.
Well, yeah, fantastic.
So, is this a course over and above their schooling, their education curriculum?
So what it is, it's a it's week-long program where it's underpinned by four key pillars.
Okay.
As a cultural lens.
Yep.
You have a leadership lens, a career lens, and social responsibility lens. And so, when we talk about these four key pillars, the cultural lens, it's we have mentors that are come from a very strong Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander background, a cultural journey and part of their cultural journey, and then mentoring the young people coming through through that cultural lens. So being okay with their cultural journey, where they're at, and continuing on because culture is a lifelong journey, right? And,
beautiful.
And finding out who you are. So that's the cultural lens. Then the leadership lens comes into play, where you've had people that have gone through the space of leadership and through a Cert 4 or some similar to a leadership course.
Yes.
And therefore, there's a key element of mentoring. So that plays a particular role. And then we've got a career lens, which is the focus around getting them to think about what their career opportunities are, what they want to get into.
Beautiful.
And then also the social responsibility. So how do you work with people around your same age, and how do you actually work within the dynamics of them and the social responsibility that entails for us as young black people.
And what I'm loving about it, my brother, just hearing you, we're talking about a foundation, a strong foundation for kids who are in school, about to step in the adult world. Look, I'll bring Sister Alka into the conversation now, because Alka, you were a student in this course. Now you're an ambassador, a leader, a mentor in the space being employed. Is that right, Sister?
Yes. I attended the 2022 WEX Camp program and heavily involved with the program since, and I love it. You know, as Uncle Anthony said there, I love the pillars that it's built on.
Yes.
And I'm currently working at ETMP, the facilitating company there, working part-time with them. So it's, it really opened a lot of opportunities with me and just gave me really exceptional experience.
So you completed your high school certificate?
Yeah, so I graduated from year 12 in Tassie last year. So, yeah, graduated in 2024.
Too deadly. Now leading from the front, my sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch this space. Aspirations, where do you want to be, say, in 5 years' time, my sister? What are you looking at doing? Which areas?
Yeah, so following graduating last year, I'm currently studying full-time as well at James Cook University in Townsville.
Okay.
So I'm studying a Bachelor of Psychological Science with, you know, you talk about in 5 years' time. In five years' time, I'll probably still be studying. Yeah, the long-term goal is to be registered as a clinical psychologist, whilst, also working with ETMP, hopefully as well, to continue delivering better outcomes and mentorship of our Indigenous people.
Yeah, beautiful. Congratulations, my sister, too, Daddy, leading from the front.
Thank you.
Brother Anthony, you look at this WEX program, it works. And here's the proof in the pudding, when you have a sister, Alka, who became a student, now working in the space and has virtually become a mentor for other students coming through the program, you could say.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, this is the best thing about it, is that we role model what we deliver, right?
We role model.
So it's really, really important that, you know, seeing Alka's growth has been phenomenal. It's been great. And, you know, her journey's been one that she loves to share and we love to talk about as well, because the fact is that there was not only her, but there's a couple of others that are in that same journey and process that went through as a student, then became shadow mentors and looking at mentors.
Well, success breeds success. And here's the proof in the pudding. And, you can't be what you can't see. And like I said, and here it is right in front of you. And, look, this should be templated across the country when you're talking about the WEX program, but all successful programs out there should be templated across the country. As I always say, we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field. Look, this is fantastic. So how do people apply for the up-and-coming next WEX program?
Yeah, Bala, so obviously our applications for this year's WEX in Canberra closes on Friday the 22nd of August.
Okay.
And
how do people apply?
Yeah, so you can, for further information around it, you can get onto WEX, W-E-X, at etmp.com.au or at WEX, W-E-X, at niaa.gov.au. And we strongly encourage that if any schools or CECs out there that are listening, like, to encourage.
And all schools are aware of this, private and public schools are aware of this program?
Yeah, brother. Yep. So we try to market and advertise it as much as we can. And, you know, we've got ETMP, we've got a really good media team that does that, really good marketing, and then in conjunction with NIAA as well. So
beautiful.
But it's just listening to the stories and having people like ourselves that are part of the WEX family. And how important it is, because we resemble that when you're in Canberra, we are your family away from family.
Okay, beautiful.
So it's that nice cultural touch around, it's culturally safe, you know, a space where they can grow, learn, be vulnerable. And, you know, we have a cultural advisor every year at each WEX, and Uncle Benny Hodges is been predominant in that
big
space.
Shout out Uncle Benny Hodges. At the table as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, he's been part of a lot of our cultural journeys, especially these young people too. So the influence,
well, he's an inspiration today. And you also, when you're at the table with Uncle Benny, you get mocked there too.
Yeah, same
and
time.
He belongs to mock, you know. Belongs to laugh and tickle you. So too deadly. Now with that, over to Alka, my sister. Where did you do your course, the WEX course?
I did my first WEX program in Canberra.
Okay.
It was a fantastic experience coming from Tassie, you know, pretty small place down there. Good place, though.
Good place, though.
Yeah, going up. Yeah, exactly. Going up to Canberra and, you know, meeting with 50-odd students from around the country really just opened my eyes to the opportunities that are available, as well as enriching my cultural knowledge.
Yes.
Which was, fantastic. And then following WEX Canberra, I was then selected to participate as an ambassador for the WEX Regional program, which is another program that ETMP delivers in conjunction with NIAA and the Australian government. So, plenty of programs and plenty of experience that
Lovely.
I've been really, really super grateful to be around.
And what about your family, brothers, sisters? Are you could be in a position of leading the way in regarding aspirations for your family, yep?
Yeah, so I am the youngest.
Okay.
I've got one older he's a couple of years older than me, so he's done the job of work, but super proud to be able to represent my family.
Good, good.
An opportunity to hopefully try and engage with students who are just on the cusp of finishing grade 12 or, have made it here and are still on their cultural and career journey. WEX has given me a fantastic opportunity to become a role model and of other people.
Lovely. Fantastic. Brother, when we're talking about the WEX program,
yes.
Do we venture into different industries as such, or do we have like professionals coming in to have a yarn to the students?
Yeah, so Bala, we have an opportunity in Canberra, and it's a bit of an overview of the week in Canberra, and it sets up by them coming, registering, staying at one venue, and then the opportunity to sit down and have a breakfast with the parliamentarians, with their First Nation parliamentarians and in the Parliament House. So it's an early start.
Yes.
We have Cultural Night, so we celebrate Best of Both Cultures Forum, and then we look at working in conjunction with NIAA, they do a big careers expo with all their connected agencies and services, and they have the career expo just for our own young people that are on that program. So it's really, they get a tour, they go to the War Memorial, you find out about the Indigenous First Nations history of the wartime.
Yes.
But it's so connected and inspiring. Yeah, they get to go to Defence Force, they do high ropes course, they do tunnel activities. It's really interactive.
Good.
They're in their teams and they really focus on how do they work with each other. And
is there a certificate that comes out of this?
You become an extended member of the WEX family.
Okay.
As soon as you complete it.
And they can throw that on their resume, can they not?
100%.
Lovely. Yeah,
100%.
Beautiful.
Because then they get exposure. And it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff there that goes through the space around working with them and developing them and growing them. So,
sure.
It's a wonderful, wonderful week, isn't it?
So, one more time in regard to applications, how do they apply?
Yeah, so you can get onto the WEX at ETMP or the ETMP website, but the WEX. At etmp.com.au or WEX at NIA.
You have an acronym for ETMP?
ETMP, yeah, is the Employment Training and Management Perspectives.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah,
okay,
so
WEX at ETMP.
So they've got an office in Brisbane and also down in Hobart and Nipaluna there. So
beautiful.
And Mingin. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. And, well, it doesn't just have to be the schools. It can be anyone that's listening out there.
Sure.
That you can get onto
for
the website.
For people who left school?
No, it's really for the grade 10s, 11s, 12s. If they got kids
educated, thank you.
That
all
have
right,
gone
lovely.
Through the system,
yep,
they're doing
you.
Well. And, you know, some of the questions that are posed in the application, ALCA's one of those ones that have developed that and sort of.
So if you've got a student at home listening to this, whether it be school holidays or they're having a day off or they're not well or whatever, and they're hearing their yarn here, they can go through their guidance counsel at school to apply, or
yeah, 100%.
They can just check to check with their Indigenous liaison officer at the school to apply or apply themselves.
Very much so, apply themselves, and it's it's all about network. You know, Murray Grapevine,
Murray
from
Grapevine,
up here, like
bring
it's,
it on,
it's
yep.
connected. So, you know, I'm always sharing the WEX stuff on social media as well, and you know, ALCA does the same, and everyone that's been part of the WEX family for a long period of time. It's
beautiful.
We share and we.
Good, good, good.
Share the love.
Well, ALCA, thank you very much for sharing your story. Congratulations, leading from the front, my sister. And tomorrow and your future is a clean slate, and you can design your life how you see fit, my sister. So Do what you do. Thank you. Enjoy the journey. Thank you for your yarn and thank you for being present. Bala Anthony, thank you, Bala. Always good to see you. You're always out and about, and you're an information officer, you could say. Anything that's going on, I don't know how many emails I get from you. What's going on, brother? You know what's going on. You're the finger on the pulse, and I thank you for your communication, and great to be yarning with you face-to-face and not on the email, my bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a pleasure, brother Trev. You know, our journey started a long time ago.
Exactly, brother. Yes. But listen, thank you for you, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
We'll do.
Uncle Kiss, smiling sister, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn with Alka and a beautiful yarn with our brother man, that's AD, Anthony Jewis, and both senior project officer and project assistant with the WEX Canberra. WEX, do check it out, and the WEX provides hands-on experience, information about job opportunities in the Australian government. So you can apply for that if you're in year 10, 11 and 12. Go through your guidance counsellor, or you as an adult to be student, you can do it yourself as well. Fantastic. Or reach out to the webpage here in regard to WEX, W-E-X, at etmp.com.au, or otherwise WEX, W-E-X, at niaa.gov.au. Apply now, you mob too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. And deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you seen yarn up strong? You mob? Too deadly. National Talk Black.
This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogum. Tribes of Bogum.
tribes are booger men.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I can take you by the hand, hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait for me. And we can lay the ocean firing out right and the hammock on our left and the waves at our feet and the stars will be the only lights that we see for the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire bleeds. Listen, 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 I can hear.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Land. got these lands called Dukiwara, a land from our mother's side, woman and it that we didn't know. But now she's from the Darpa clan. Have you ever seen my land? A beautiful place for all to see. The waterfalls, the colored sands. This place they call my home. Hope fell.
Have your say, Jan Upstrong, here on National Talk Black. You can text Brother Zoel 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Jan Upstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with your host, the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So do have your say and Jan Upstrong, your mob. Also, I'd like to give a big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Thank you very much for putting us across the airways. Jan Upstrong here on your daily program. And NERS are based down there at Brisbane, Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. And big shout out to the Beamer mob as well. All right, now finding a little language family with Australia's First Nation Language Revitalization Program. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Desmond Crump, University of Queensland, course lecturer and industry fellow. And we do have the brother on the line. A very good morning, Desmond. How are you?
Oh, not bad, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who your mob were you from, Desmond?
Yep, so I'm a Gamilaroi man from southwest Queensland. And today I'm speaking from Yuggera country down
beautiful,
in Brisbane.
Beautiful, beautiful. Big shout out to country there where you stand and to your mob as well. Thank you very much. So find a little language family with Australia's first Indigenous language revitalization program. So enhance us, please. Tell us about this fantastic program.
Well, it's the first time this course or any course has been offered in Queensland since 1998 when the late Jeannie Bell and Darcel Moyle ran a course up at Cairns TAFE. And the community language workers have been crying out for something like this for quite a while now, so we're so proud to be able to deliver that at UQ. Cool. And equally proud of the students who've come through and graduated just last week.
So paint the picture, please, Desmond, how it all works. So our students are down there studying, but they have a language component that they can learn about country and learn about language. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they bring their own language knowledge and skills and all that experience, because many of them are already language workers and language champions in their own community. And so we're adding to that skill set and that knowledge base by providing them with those opportunities down at UQ. So they come down for 4 one-week blocks, and then there's some online sessions as well as some work that they do in their own time back in their own communities.
Well, hats off to UQ for taking this on board. And look, it's keeping our culture alive, keeping our language alive. First Nation traditional owners, are they involved as well?
We've had some Yagra people involved in the original development and the co-design of the course. So it was 3 years in the making, and okay. we tested out a few things and ran it past a few different groups, as well as having students come in and do some courses, including some local people who basically gave us that advice to see if we were on the right track and if we were overlooking anything in terms of the skills that were needed by community language workers.
Well, it just shows you we're students for life, doesn't it, Desmond?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So Auntie Jackie's a great case example for that one with the first one of her family. She's in her 70s, and here she is, the first one to go to university, and she's already spoken to the uni about how to do some further study because she's got that appetite for research and learning more.
Look, fantastic. Now, you're University of Queensland course lecturer and industry fellow. How long have you been in that role, my friend?
So I've been here just coming up to 4 years. Before that, I worked at the State Library in Brisbane for 13 years running language workshops. And one of the things that came out of that was community loved the workshops. It said, wouldn't it be great if we could have a course that gave us some accreditation, a piece of paper to recognise our skills and knowledge so that we can take it to skills, take it to government agencies, do interpreting, translating and all that sort of work. And so it was a natural progression from State Library to the UQ to develop the course.
And when you're talking about the course, is it open for non-Indigenous or as well as teachers or professors at the table?
It's pitched at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community members, particularly those who are working with language or have that interest that background experience in their own community. So, for example, in this group, we've had 13 participants. One of them's already doing a PhD. There's a couple of them have done the Masters in Indigenous Language Education through Uni of Sydney, and then right down to people like Auntie Jackie, who've this was their first time they've come to university. So a great range of skills and knowledge across the group.
Look, it keeps cultural alive in more ways than one. So we're talking about here we are, 21st century, 2025, but we're here for another 60,000 years. We ain't going nowhere, Desmond.
Yep, that's right. And that's why it's so important, because there's so many people wanting to reconnect with that language, and because it's a big part of our cultural identity and who we are and where we're connected to. So UQ is just so pleased to be and privileged to be part of that that learning journey for the community.
Desmond, thank you for sharing. Thank you very much. Big shout-out to your mob. Big shout-out to the team there. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, my friend. You have a great day, eh?
Okay, thanks very much for that. And Yalu, we'll talk again.
Yalu, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. His name is Desmond Crump, University of Queensland, course lecturer and industry fellow. Indigenous language we're talking. Find a little language, family. With Australia's first Indigenous language revitalisation program. So mid-year, graduates cross the stage for the University of Queensland inaugural class of UQ's graduate certificate in Indigenous language revitalisation. So look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Monkey and a turtle, them two been gone. Them two been buying one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them too. Them two pulled and belly up. You sub it something, you sub it down. For mother bully fly, 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 fly. Chew, chew. Chew, chew. Chew, chew. Chew, chew. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them two bind it. One banana. For turtle, you stab me, I gonna knock your banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down, belly up, yeah. You stab something, you stab a damper.
Shoo. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go-ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them two pine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop ee ah ee ah ee ah. I gonna get banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down. Billy up, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sabi something. You sabi dumper. Bully fly, fly bully. She up shoe, Bakalaga. She up shoe, Algadi. She up shoe, one time. She up shoe. Monkey and the turtle, them two been gone. Them two been buying a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna get banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come and let's suit them two. Them two bold and belly up, you sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoe, buckle a gar. She up shoe, how got it? She up shoe, one time. She up shoe, monkey and a turtle. Them two go ah, ee, ah, ee, ah. Them two pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop ee ah ee ah ah ee ah. I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down. Billy up, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sabi something. You sabi dumper. I'm at the bully fly. Fly bully. She up shoe, up on the guard. She up shoe, one time. She up shoe, one time. She up shoe, monkey, monkey. For turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoe, look all the guy. She up shoe, how got it? She up shoe, how? She up shoe, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defiant. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Stand on the shoreline, Cooperman coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride, hey, hey. Stand on the shoreline, Cooperman coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride, hey, hey.
Yeah, they say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me. Stand on the shoreline,
come in, come in.
Mata wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna mother, let's ride.
The exciting career opportunities available with one of the region's leading Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employers, WooChopper and Health Service. There are so many careers available for you, like youth work, early childhood education, information technology, administration, health work, and clinical services. You'll find an exciting and personally rewarding career with WooChopper. Taking the first step to discover how you can work with your community is easy. Visit their display at the Cairns Careers Expo, Cairns Showgrounds, this coming Thursday. Check out WooChopper's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. When we talk about the seven wonders of the world, we are talking about the Great Barrier Reef as one of them. And there's Protect the Reef. Host a cleanup this October. So registration is now open for the 2025 Great Barrier Reef cleanup. Look, with that, I'm going to catch have a yarn now with Heidi Tate, Tangarua Blue CEO, and just talk about this fantastic space on the line. Heidi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Heidi?
Currently, I am down in southeast Queensland. I am calling in from Yagara and Yugara and Yugarapul country
beautiful, today. Cold, I would say, coming here from far north Queensland. Look, just left of the Great Barrier Reef. Here I sit on the mainland here at the Yidinji country. Now, we're talking about Great Barrier Reef cleanup for 2025. So tell us how, well, registrations are now open. Tell us how people can get involved and tell us what's it in aid of and how can we do what we can do to protect the reef.
Absolutely. So the Reef Clean Project's been running now for about 6 years, and we do lots of community cleanups and monitoring cleanups during the year. Mm. But the Great Barrier Reef Cleanup is an opportunity to do cleanups on those sites that don't get captured in those other kinds of activities, and everybody can get involved no matter where they're located. So for the whole month of October, people can pick a site. It can either be freshwater or saltwater country, and they can register that site for a cleanup. We'll send all the cleanup gear that you'll need and do some training, because we really like to get a little bit of data out of this as well for the database.
Yes.
And then we do this big clean sweep before the wet season starts as part of the bigger cleanup activity. So we're hoping we get lots of people involved this year.
Good, fantastic. Now, two-thirds of the earth is water, so it's about looking after the water. But all the debris, all the rubbish and what have you coming from the so-called mainlands of the globe, it hits the water and it's punishes our water. So we're talking about rubbish, we're talking about ghost nets, we're talking about anything out there that shouldn't be there, opportunity for us to pick up, clean up, take it off there and put it in the dump, so to speak. Yes?
Yes, for sure. And what we've seen is that when we go up to the Cape, for example, so much of the rubbish is actually coming from overseas or from commercial fishing or shipping.
Yes.
But when we go closer to our cities, a lot of the stuff actually starts on land, ends up in a stormwater drain or in a creek, and as soon as it rains, it all washes back out, and some of it washes back in again. So we start to see that real variation in where this stuff's coming from.
Look, fantastic. And look, anybody can be involved. So we're talking about commercial operators as well. If they're going out in the reef, working on the water, well, honestly, it don't have to be October to do it, but we can do our bit to keep it all clean, can't we?
Yeah, and that's a really good point. If you're out there on the water on your boat and you do find something, you know, it might not be an official cleanup event, but you can pick that up and you can let us know what you found as well. We're getting a lot of these trackers from the South Pacific fishing grounds wash in, like big FADs, which are the fish aggregating devices with buoys on them, and we can actually repurpose those as well. So if people are finding things in the water, definitely take a photo, give us a GPS point, and we'll stick that into the database, as well as these big cleanups.
Yes.
And it's really easy to register. People can just go to reefclean.org, and there's a little form there that you can fill in, say where you want to clean up, how many people you want to get involved, and we can sort out getting you equipment and all of that support as well.
Fantastic. So it's been running for 6 years, Heidi. Can you give us any figures in regarding, well, last year, for example, 2024, you know, but the people involved and sort of, I don't know, items or even the amount of rubbish collected. Can you give us any figures there?
Yeah, I think we had almost 2,000 people get involved last year. So tons and tons of rubbish we've done. But through the Reef Clean program for the 6 years, we're up to something like 140 tons that have been removed from along the Great Barrier Reef. So if you just think that most of that stuff, like 80% plus, is plastic.
Yes.
And plastic doesn't weigh a lot. It starts to give you a bit of an idea of that volume of how much stuff, how many bags full is being captured, because most of that stuff is plastic. So it really is amazing how we can clean sweep when we all get out there and do it. And it's such a good time to do it before the wet season starts.
Exactly. And when we're talking plastic, we're talking about the killing of marine life, especially like turtles, thinking that they're jellyfish. We're talking about killing marine life too, aren't we?
Yeah, and the thing with plastic is that it never goes away. So once you have a plastic item and it sits in the sun and degrades, it just keeps breaking up into smaller and smaller pieces. And so while there might only be a few different types of animals that could swallow a plastic water bottle, you think if that plastic water bottle was 1,000 tiny little pieces, a lot more animals and species could swallow it, ingest it when it's a lot smaller. So this plastic just keeps getting smaller until it's powder and you can't actually see it anymore, but it's still in the environment. So it's really important that we can collect it while it's still intact and prevent that microplastics from occurring.
I love your work, Heidi. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your team. Yes, let's clean up the Great Barrier Reef. And look, it's open now for registration. You keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Heidi. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Heidi Tate, her name is, Tangaroa Blue CEO, and Protect the Reef hosts a cleanup this October. Registration now open for 2025 Great Barrier Reef cleanup. So do go to the webpage, do suss it out. It's reefclean.org, and you can nominate an area where you want to clean up. But it doesn't have to be October. Anytime you're out in the water, or you're anywhere near the creek and what have you, take rubbish, pick it up, take it with you, because we're killing marine life and what have you, and just keeping the big island Australia beautiful. That's what it's all about, team effort, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Best people, news and issues. Tune into National Talk Black, Monday to Friday, 11 to 12 on BBM 98.7